It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
This is Revelation chapter 12, part 2. Revelation chapter 12, we are continuing our series on the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The key themes we are learning in this book of Revelation is that the number one rule for interpretation is that Scripture interprets Scripture. The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. We are also learning the importance of Scripture interpreting Scripture in that it alleviates individuals from adding their opinions or their suppositions into the interpretation process. Also, what we are learning is that the book of Revelation has an abundance of symbolic language, but in that symbolic language, there is always a literal meaning that we can apply to our life. We are also learning in this book of Revelation that God will not use man-made devices to judge the world. God will not use nuclear bombs to judge the world. God instead will use supernatural weather and supernatural phenomenon to judge the earth. We learned that the earth will be inhabited during the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth after the Battle of Armageddon, and also according to the book of Isaiah, that children will be born into the millennial reign. This causes us to understand that the world will not be subject to nuclear fallout, but instead will be habitable for that 1,000-year reign of Christ. God will use supernatural weather and supernatural phenomenon to judge the earth. God will use supernatural hurricanes, supernatural tornadoes, storm surge, wind, flood, rain, lightning bolts, hailstones, volcanic boulders, fiery boulders that spew from cracked fissures around the earth and the sea, spewing out molten magma and building-sized boulders to pepper the earth. Revelation chapter 12 speaks of the rise of Israel, the persecution of Israel by Satan, and Israel fleeing for safety during the Great Tribulation. Chapter 12 also speaks to the rebellion of Satan and his anticipatory doom, which is found in its finality in chapter 20. This is Revelation chapter 12, part 2, verses 10 through 12. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Here in verses 10 through 12, the announcement of the third woe, or the seventh trumpet, the culmination of these tribulation plagues before the last of the seven vial plagues found in chapter 16. This also speaks to the precursor announcement in the seventh trumpet, or the third woe, of the coming of Christ and the celebration of overcoming the devil and the great tribulation by trusting in the Lord, overcoming by the blood of the Lamb. And if need be, laying down their life during the great tribulation for the cause of Christ. This is also a picture, remembering that in the book of Exodus, the children of Israel had to protect themselves from the death angel that would destroy the firstborn by covering their doorposts with lamb's blood, trusting in the Lamb of God, the Messiah, rather than trusting in themselves. They're trusting in the blood of the Lamb, the Messiah to come, that were to die for the sins of the world. These verses also give a precursor on Matthew 24, verse 15, when Jesus says, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." Jesus Christ goes on to say, "Let him that readeth flee to the mountains." So here is a precursor announcement that the devil is coming down with great wrath. He is about to wage an onslaught because he knows his judgment is coming soon. Verse 9 also speaks of the devil deceiving the whole world. This is an echo of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, which states, "In whom the god of this world," that's the devil, "has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." The devil deceives many, and the mechanism he uses to deceive the world is sin. Sin will cause individuals to be deceived and no longer, through the Holy Spirit, recognize that which is right, that which is wrong, that which is good, and that which is evil. Verses 13 through 14. "And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent." Here, once again, is a reference to verse number 6, where the children of Israel are going to flee into safety, the wilderness, the rocks of Petra, to protect themselves from the onslaught of the Antichrist and his armies. He turns his efforts from fighting in heaven. In verse 13, he now is going to turn towards the nation of Israel, because the nation of Israel brought forth the man-child, brought forth the Messiah, Jesus Christ, that will soon expel Satan into the lake of fire. Satan will do all he can to try and change that which is foretold in judgment by trying to destroy the nation of Israel and destroy all those on the earth. Verse 14 is a reference to the two wings of a great eagle, as spoken of in Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, where God delivered the children of Israel on eagle's wings. Once again, the children of Israel will be protected for 3.5 years, time and times and half a time. Time, speaking of 1 year, times 2 years, and half a time, 6 months, 3.5 years, echoed in verse 6, 1,203 score days, 3.5 years. The precision and the accuracy of the scriptures. Verses 15 through 16. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Here in verse 15, this is speaking of the Antichrist army. The water as a flood, speaking of the sea of humanity. Speaking of the Antichrist armies in this context, sent to destroy the nation of Israel. This is echoed in chapter 17, verse 1, chapter 13, verse 1, and Daniel chapter 7, verse 2. Supernatural intervention is spoken of in verse number 16, as the earth will destroy the armies of the Antichrist. Just as God used supernatural intervention to destroy the army of Pharaoh attempting to crush and destroy the nation of Israel back in the book of Exodus. The destruction and the judgment of Satan and the Antichrist armies will be supernatural. These and other scriptures in chapter 12 are a precursor of what is to come as the battle of Armageddon and the battle of Gog and Magog that we will read later in chapter 19 and chapter 20 will be supernatural interventions by the Lord destroying the armies of the Antichrist in a moment's notice. Verse number 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Here in verse number 17, we see once again the fury and the onslaught of Satan going after the nation of Israel, and going to make war with the remnant of her seed, which are the Jewish descendants of the nation of Israel that brought forth the Messiah, and also the Jewish believers during the great tribulation that are converted. This remnant and these descendants, which keep the commandments of God and believe in Jesus Christ, are now the target of Satan's fury and the onslaught of the Antichrist and his armies. Caution should be given here that the warning of Jesus that we read earlier in Matthew 24 to flee to Petra should be heeded, because many shall not take that warning and fall subject to the destruction via the Antichrist and his armies. Zechariah chapter 13 verse 8 tells us that 2/3 of the nation of Israel will be destroyed during this time. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Those that do not flee to the safety and refuge of Petra will fall prey to the great tribulation, onslaught, and to the fury of the Antichrist and his armies. Revelation chapter 12 speaks of Israel, the coming of the Messiah, the fury from Satan against the Messiah and the nation of Israel, the expulsion of Satan and his angels from heaven, and his anticipatory doom, which is found in its finality in chapter 20. This is Revelation chapter 12, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his loving kindness, I invite you to bow your head and to pray with me. This prayer could change your life. Repeat after me. Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.